For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Prosecutors are recommending big jail time for President Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, while federal prosecutors in New York acknowledge Cohen's cooperation in certain ongoing matters. They said the seriousness of his crimes warrant a substantial term of imprisonment. Sentencing guidelines call for Cohen to serve between 51 months to 63 months in prison. The federal sentence recommendation from the special counsel's office in Washington said it wouldn't seek any further sentencing beyond what prosecutors in New York have already called for. They said he's been providing useful information into his Russia investigation. In an additional filing late on Friday, prosecutors say Paul Manafort lied about his contacts with a Russian associate and Trump administration officials. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Severe weather is hitting the U.S. with snow forecast for North Carolina and rainfall along the Gulf Coast. Spartanburg County, South Carolina Emergency Management Director Doug Bryson.
Stay off the roads as much as you can because that'll help keep things clear for the road crews.
Meteorologist Eric Van Dam.
Radar estimates call for over 8 inches of rain so far out of the system across eastern sections of Texas. In fact, Houston, Galveston have also had 24-hour rainfall records.
President Trump is trying to pick out his new attorney general. USA Radio's Robin Walensky reports.
Fox News reports. A member of the Bush 41 team under consideration to become a member of the Trump administration, Bill Barr, a name being floated for the attorney general slot. Other names in the mix include acting attorney general Matthew Whitaker, Texas Congressman John Radcliffe, and former New Jersey governor Republican Chris Christie, who was U.S. attorney in New Jersey for 6 years.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes 6 different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
The man who drove into counter-protesters at a white nationalist rally in Charlottesville has been convicted of first-degree murder. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
James Fields, who in August of 2017 drove a car into a crowd protesting a white nationalist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, was convicted Friday of first-degree murder and 9 other charges. This victim was injured in that attack.
I'm very happy with the verdict. Could not be more ecstatic. They tried to throw out my case specifically, and I'm glad the jury saw through that, and this is the best I've been in a year and a half.
Heather Heyer, a 32-year-old paralegal and civil rights activist, was marching with other counter-demonstrators when she was hit. She died from blunt force injury to the chest. 19 others were injured. After deliberating 7 hours, the jury found that Fields deliberately rammed his car into the crowd after the rally, which was organized in part to protest the removal of a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee.
8 Holocaust survivors joined the president to celebrate Hanukkah. John Clemens has more.
Mr. Trump said more than 2,000 years ago, a band of Jewish patriots reclaimed their freedom from an oppressive dictator as they prepared to rededicate the temple by lighting a lamp. He called what happened next an everlasting symbol of Jewish perseverance.
They found only enough oil to light the lamp for a single night. But despite this, the lamp burned brightly for 8 nights, an everlasting symbol of Jewish perseverance.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.